In the U.S., middle-aged rural women are dying at higher rates than their urban counterparts. According to the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, cancer, heart disease, and chronic lower respiratory diseases are killing 40% more females in their 40s, 50s, and 60s than 20 years ago. Many health departments in those outposts struggle with just getting women to the clinic.
We remind them a week ahead of time and send them paperwork to fill out, and we phone call the day before to make sure they're going to come, and they'll say yes, and we still, people still don't show up.
That's Patty McClendon, the nursing supervisor for the Pulaski Health Department. Despite having the space, her department only opens its doors and staffs a full clinic once a month. That means when women skip appointments, they lose their chance to see a doctor for another 30 days. To combat that, people can end up traveling long distances to other open clinics. Sean Harris works as a family nurse practitioner at the York Community Health Center in Phelps County. He says he often encounters patients from outside the county.
I've actually had people that have driven an hour to come here for health care.
Even after the long drive, patients might not get the care they need. Lisa Keene is the Healthy Families Coordinator for the Joint Health Department that serves Phelps and Marys counties. She says it becomes even more difficult when a woman needs to see a specialist.
If we have a mom that has any complications, that they have to be airlifted out usually, or have to be seen by a doctor outside of the area.
It's not just a lack of accessibility, it's a lack of resources. McClendon says having health insurance can be a game changer.
They don't go to the doctor because they don't have insurance, or they're low income. Even with insurance, they're still low income, and so they don't feel like they have the money to go to the doctor, or they ignore it.
Harris says that women miss key exams because they feel they can't afford them.
They don't make enough that they feel they can afford to pay for it. So these people are going to be the ones that include, you know, women who are going to miss their pap smears, and they're going to miss cervical screenings, and, you know, they're going to be so focused in on life issues that they don't think to do their breast self-exams and things like that.
Impoverished women in urban areas face the same challenges. So why are they living longer? Phelps Marys County Health Department Administrator Jody Waltman has an idea of why that might be.
Those areas are where there are good population health and support structures, whether there's no smoking ordinances, there is Medicaid expansion, so there's more health care coverage, they have walking, biking trails, safe areas to walk, or they have support systems.
Waltman may oversee health care in her region, but because of what she sees as limitations in services, she seeks treatment elsewhere.
I know that I consider, as I get older, I'm going to look for that. I'm going to try to live near a place that has met those certifications.
While there are clinics throughout mid-Missouri that provide medical care to county residents, these clinics still have a long way to go. With producers Brooke Semfke and Rachel Foster-Gimble, Claire Kopsky, KBIA News.